This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 479, the perfect first sentence for your Task 2 essay.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we share the only strategy you need to begin your IELTS Task 2 introduction in an appropriate and high-level way. Listen and prepare for writing success.
Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm a little frazzled. I have a lot of lists of things to do in the next 3 days before going to Boston. But it feels good. I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to taking care of stuff, but yeah. I crossed a lot of things off my list already, so I'm feeling great.
Good.
That's a good feeling. Summary. How about you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm excited. You know, for our listeners who don't know what we're talking about when we say Boston, guys, if you're a listener of the All Ears English podcast, our main podcast over there, you'll know that we are putting on the second urban English adventure in Boston this coming weekend, which is, that's October 19th to the 22nd. And we're psyched. We've got some awesome listeners coming to Boston. We're going to take them through a series of urban adventures to improve their ability to connect with English. That's it. That's what it's all about. We're going to go to a football game. We're going to have a happy hour. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have a ton of fun.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so
fun. And it's not just Lindsay and I, which, I mean, more than enough. We're amazing. It's also... but it's also all these other native speakers that take part. So, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, but today we are talking about IELTS. I don't know what that accent was. So
sounds very British to me. Kind of British.
It was, but I did not nail it. I'll be honest. So, every Thursday, guys, we have our IELTS Live Q&A session. I am on Facebook every Thursday in the All Ears English group at 12 noon Portland, Oregon time, PST. So definitely show up for that because you can ask your questions and I answer as many as I can, but I never get to all of them.
Yeah.
We had a really cool question from a student in our course, actually, and who I met the following day in a power hour. He's awesome. You know who you are if you're listening. So he asked, what is the best introduction if there is not a historical side of the topic? So we know he's a student in our course because he's referencing one of our strategies, guys, which we're going to give you a little insider look today at our writing task two strategies. When you start your introduction, we need to introduce the topic in an interesting way. And I think a lot of teachers spend too much time on this because they're like, you need to provide a hook, right? Like an interesting story or a statistic or whatever. And I get that for longer academic essays, but you don't need to do all that for the IELTS essay, guys. So what we recommend doing is introducing the topic with a short history. Now, what does that mean? It's kind of a loose term here. So it could be something like, the immigration debate has been in the headlines recently, right? Mm. Like a recent history like that. But that idea of saying something has been in the headlines, it's not always appropriate. It doesn't always make sense, right?
It's not always true. It's not always true. Yeah.
Exactly. So today, Lindsay and I are going to look at some sample task two questions and give you our ideas for how to introduce them. Okay. Lindsay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's put our heads together and do a little brainstorming. So what's the first question we've got?
Let's see. Let's start with an art question, usually not in the headlines, right? So this says, some people think that governments waste money on arts and this money should be better spent in other areas. Hmm. To what extent do you agree with this view? So How could we introduce this?
Well, one thing we could pull in here is the way that schools intersect with this. You know, schools, we could say something like, historically, schools have debated whether to use local government money to fund arts classes versus, you know, other harder skills. And maybe
So, yeah, no, that was perfect. So I think this idea of saying that this topic is debated by someone, I think I think that is a more broad, broadly applicable way to introduce the topic. As long as you mention the keywords, right? Government, money, arts. I think as long as you mention that, you're fine.
Yeah.
So has been debated by who? By schools, by parents, by
community centers.
Community centers. Yeah, exactly. Because that's true, right?
Yeah. You need to make it explicit though, right? Just to highlight that again, link it again using those keywords. I like that. Make sure that it's explicit to the examiner that you are tying in the local government thing, right? And the arts. Yeah. Love it.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are looking for the perfect templates for any kind of IELTS writing task 2 question, we have them in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So guys, you don't have to be fancy in this first sentence, right? It's really a clear and direct, it's a functional sentence. It's not impressive. The function is to let the reader know the topic of the essay. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. So any general way to do that, right, is acceptable. The times we get fancy, that's when we're writing in the body, when we're using impressive vocab, specific examples and details, but we don't get fancy in the introduction and conclusion. Let's try another question here about the environment. Let's see. Some people think the best way to solve global environmental problems is to increase the cost of fuel. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Let's see. So this actually could be something in the headlines, right? Let's see. I could say the issue of global, let me see. It's the best way to solve to increase the cost of fuel. So let's see. Some people, no, I don't want to start with an opinion. I'm doing a live brainstorm here, guys.
Yeah, what about if we talk about something regarding the way that gas prices have moved up and down over the last couple of years? And like, I don't know, something like real life, the fluctuating price of gas has kind of given us evidence on this topic. Yeah. We don't have to point to the evidence. I don't know.
We could say, let's see, we could say some municipalities, there's a good
one.
Some municipalities have increased the cost of gas in efforts to, hold back the dangers of global warming. There we go. That worked.
So it's really, it's just, it's not a lot that we have to say there, right? It's just a small reference to a historical perspective, guys. It's, you know, don't make this a huge thing, right? I mean, that's
exactly.
I don't want to say it's easy, but it's doable.
Exactly, guys. Don't stress out too much about it. I think some people spend a really long time trying to like craft the perfect first sentence when all you have to do is introduce the topic. That's it. I think it's good to sort of know that you're gonna probably use the present perfect. That's sort of a good guide. Like, has been in the headlines or has happened recently.
Yeah.
Right? That's sort of a good guide to let you know the function of the sentence, like a recent history of the topic in general.
Yeah. It kind of gets you in the right mindset too, knowing that you're going to use that grammar kind of gets you in the thinking the right way, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, I think these are a lot of good pieces of information that you will really use in your introduction today. So first of all, just to sum up, guys, the present perfect, that's going to be your verb tense in the first sentence, most likely. Tip number two, don't go crazy about what you're saying. It doesn't have to be fancy. All you're doing is introducing the topic in a general way. Mm. The way we do that is by giving a history. So that could be something about in the headlines or something that has happened about this topic recently in the real world. Or it could be something as simple as, who is talking about this? Who cares about this? Right? Like, has been debated by academics or scientists or parents.
Yeah. So it's not like we need to have this like miraculous conclusion, right, in the introduction or some statement about it. It's just like, it's been discussed by these people. Maybe that could be, you know, that's even easier if we just say this has been heavily debated by, as long as we just add a little something more, is that enough?
Exactly. I think just go with that, guys. Why pull your hair out when you only have to write one sentence? You only need one idea, right? Yeah. And this could work for any topic. I mean, I'll just go through just some sample topics. If you're talking about media and advertising, right? Maybe the dangers for children. Who talks about that? Parents. Advertisers, parents, right? Mm-hmm. Business leaders, CEOs, marketing gurus, or economists. Health.
Mm-hmm. What? Sure. Economists too. Yeah. Love it. Good. So or health. Good one.
Yeah, health, right? Like, again, like doctors, individuals, uninsured people. I don't know. It depends on the specific question, but you could think up people that care about any topic, right? Oh,
that's a really good go-to strategy. So I think throughout this episode, we've actually simplified this strategy and made it even easier for you guys by talking through this, just pointing to who's talking about this, who has been talking about this issue, and that opens you up. Love it.
Exactly. Guys, come back to the blog post for this episode. This is episode 479. I will type out all the examples that Lindsay and I came up with today on the spot. We are so spontaneous. And guys, if you want the details for the rest of the essay bones, like I said, you only need to write one essay. You only need one way to write it. So we have that in our course, guys, the essay template, the outline. That's one of the most useful things that students talk about after they take their exam. They're like, well, the writing exam was surprisingly enjoyable. Like, I finished before the time was up. So come check that out, guys, at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, great. Good strategy today. And I love it when we kind of like we drill down on a strategy in an episode in live in real time.
I know. That's some of my favorite episodes when it's like we just like brainstorm and it's this live conversation about something. And towards the end, we've come up with a completely awesome new strategy.
It's very organic. It's good. Love it. All right. Awesome, guys. So go on, get in our course to get the more step by step way to go about this and the shortcut. It's the fastest way to get to your target score. Okay.
Yes.
It makes sense. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
There you go. And we will see you in there.
There you go. All right. Awesome. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica. See you next week.
All right, Lindsay. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.